الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين. صدق الله العظيم. We were discussing these verses of poetry in the even nights, in which our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says, Jab dil se unhe hum chahenge, wo khud hi karam farmayenge. When we ourselves are going to want Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from the deep recesses of our heart, when we will want Him, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will make karam and He will also come and embrace us. And we discussed a few of the verses and we'll go on from where we were.
Kyun aah mein kuch taaseer nahi, kya ishq ka dil mein teer nahi. Kyun aah mein kuch taaseer nahi, kya ishq ka dil mein teer nahi. Jab noor nahi khud hi dil mein, mimbar pe wo kya barsayenge. Jab noor nahi khud hi dil mein, mimbar pe wo kya barsayenge. Jayengi kabhi aahe dil ki, jayengi kabhi aahe dil ki, balaye falak ta arsh bari. Ye dard o mohabbat ke naale, kuch rang to apna laayenge. Ye dard o mohabbat ke naale, kuch dard to apna laayenge. Jab shamae mohabbat dil mein liye, jab shamae mohabbat dil mein liye, mehfil mein ho koi sahib-e-zauq, phir ishq-e-khuda ke parwane, phir ishq-e-khuda ke parwane, khud ud ke wahan aa jayenge.
He says, kyun aah mein kuch taaseer nahi? Why is there no effect in our aah, in our calling to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Why is there no effect in it? Kya ishq ka dil mein teer nahi? Perhaps the arrow of the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala hasn't yet struck our hearts. And therefore there is no effect in our calling. Jab noor nahi khud hi dil mein, mimbar pe wo kya barsayenge. When a person doesn't have noor himself in his own heart, then what effect is such a person going to have on other people? In order to have an effect on another person, a person has to develop noor in his very own heart. Many a times, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he told us that Alhamdulillah, every maid that came to the house, within 2 or 3 months she accepted Islam. What was it? What was it that made them convert? It was akhlaq and character. It was the noor that one had developed themselves in their heart. Because This is a very important aspect of our deen and shari'at, and that is the akhlaq that we are supposed to be showing. The akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And perhaps there isn't a greater sunnah that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has left behind for us. Sometimes we limit the sunnahs to some certain aspects of our outer appearance. And it's very important, don't get me wrong. It is extremely important. Many people say that, no, Maulana, my heart is clean, so it doesn't matter what my outer appearance should be. That is not enough and sufficient. That the heart should be clean. Even the outer appearance should be. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says that ma ke pet mein pehle zahiri shakal banti hai. In the womb of the mother, first the outward is created. So if it is in the womb of a dog, then the outward appearance of a dog is made, and then the ruh of the dog is put in there. And if it's a womb of a human being, then the outward appearance of a human being is made, and then that ruh of the human being is put in there. So the outward appearance is very, very important. It is extremely important. If we don't have anything else, Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says that if Allah Ta'ala has to ask me, what did you bring, O Azizul Hasan? He says, I'll hold my beard and I'll say, Tere mehboob ki ya rab shabahat leke aaya hu. Tere mehboob ki ya rab shabahat leke aaya hu. Haqeeqat isko tu kar de main surat leke aaya hu. He says, I bought the outer appearance of Allah, of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, you make it a reality. I just brought the surat. You make it a reality. So this outward appearance is extremely important. And we also give it a lot of importance in our worldly affairs. Imagine we go to the fruit monger and he's selling one banana. And the banana is black on the outside, the whole peel is black. And he takes 1,000 qasams to say that it's sweet on the inside. Will we buy that banana? I'm not going to buy that banana. Even though he's taking qasams to say that it's sweet on the inside. If you take a bird and you clip its wings, what did you do? You did something on the outside. He's still a bird on the inside. He knows how to fly. But he's not going to be able to soar up in the sky anymore because you've done something to the outward. So the outward appearance is extremely important. But together with that, a person must bring about the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because the other communities, they don't see us in the masjid wailing and crying and making i'tikaf and making sajda and namaz and all of that. They see how we park our cars, how we interact with them. Do we pay them on time when we told them that we're supposed to pay them on time? That is what they look at. And therefore, these things are very important that we bring into our lives. Kyun aah mein kuch taaseer nahi? Sometimes we feel that, you know, monetary transactions are not part of our deen and shari'at. And it's something foreign and divorced. Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi, the great student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, he wrote 6 famous kitabs, in which he consolidated the Hanafi jurisprudence in, and other aspects as well. Jame Sagheer, Jame Kabir, Siyar Sagheer, Siyar Kabir, Ziyadat and Mabsut. 6 major kitabs he wrote. Magnum opuses, what they say. So someone asked him that, Imam Sahib, you haven't written any kitab on tasawwuf? Have you written anything on tasawwuf? So tasawwuf refers to the cleaning of the heart. And a lot of people feel that it's something foreign to deen. I remember just one verse that comes to mind of Hazrat Mir Sahib, who was the Khadim-e-Khas of our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, for more than 40 years. He says, Tu zahid ye kis wahm mein mubtala hai, Tu zahid ye kis wahm mein mubtala hai, Ke naam-e tariqat se shola bapa hai. Tu zahid ye kis wahm mein mubtala hai, Ke naam-e tariqat se shola bapa hai. Shariat ki baate mohabbat se karna, Yahi to faqat hai tariqat ki baate.
He says, so many people get annoyed. Don't talk about tasawwuf and tariqah. It's got nothing to do with deen and Islam. He says, oh Zahid, what do you know about what is deen and shariat and tariqah? The same shariat, just to present it with love and muhabbat. That is what tariqah is all about and tasawwuf is all about. That is what tasawwuf is all about. To purify our heart, to connect with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to have the love of Allah ta'ala in our heart. And that is something that is matloob and it is desired. That's the objective, that's the purpose. Of course it must not have anything that is foreign to deen and Islam and all of these, and we need to be careful about those things. But the principle is very much founded. So he says to Imam Muhammad, have you not written any kitab on tasawwuf, purification of the heart? So he said, my kitab al-buyu is my kitab on tasawwuf. My chapter on commerce is actually my chapter on tasawwuf. You rectify all your commercial dealings and transactions, your heart will become pure. Imagine. Kyun aah mein kuch taaseer nahi? Kya ishq ka dil mein teer nahi? Jab noor nahi khud hi dil mein. When we ourselves are not going to have noor in our hearts, then what effect are we going to have on our flock? And it doesn't only mean and refer to the ulama. No. Kullukum ra'in. وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْعُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ Every one of you is a shepherd and every one of you is responsible for his flock. So everyone is, a man is responsible for his wife and children. When he himself is not going to develop noor in his heart, what effect is he going to show at home? How are they going to change? How are they going to change? How are they going to bring up, how is he going to bring up his children? Because this is again something that is really lacking. It is not enough just for us to have children and provide for them, send them to school and get them married and sent off. No. Imagine the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they themselves were so concerned about the well-being of their children, about the upbringing of their children. أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ Were you present when Yaqub alayhi salam was about to pass away? إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي When he called his children and he asked them, what are you going to worship after me? These were children who grew up in the home of prophethood. Their father was a Nabi, their brothers were Nabi, was a Nabi. Children who grew up like that, what are you going to do? They were worried and concerned. They say that one person, he was about to pass away. He was on his deathbed. And he started calling his children. He said, Abdul Sattar. He said, yes, Papa. He said, Abdul Ghaffar. Yes, Papa. Abdul Rashid. Yes, Dad. He called all, like there about 10. He said, are you all here? He said, yeah, we are all here. He said, if you all are here, then who's in the shop? If all of you are here, then who's sitting in the shop? That's our concern. That is our concern. But the concern of the Anbiya alim, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِ Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ وَكَانَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ مَرْضِيَّةِ He used to tell his children, all the time worried and concerned about the upbringing, obedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One youngster, he told me that, Maulana, every day without fail my child wakes up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I said, then your sleep must be getting affected, and how do you function during the day? He said, no, no, it's not a problem. I said, what happens? He said, no, I just give him the iPad and I turn the other side and sleep again. So then, what sort of upbringing is that iPad going to do for the child? It is not enough for us to make the televisions and the iPads and the iPhones and the Samsung phones, the smartphones, the babysitters. No. Do something else for your children. You have to be worried and concerned. And that is going to come when we are going to bring noor into our own hearts. Jab noor nahi khud hi dil mein, minbar pe wo kya barsayenge? Therefore the akabir even used to say that when if someone has to give a bayan, then you must prepare for it in advance. How? By supplication, dedication, ibadat to Allah subhanahu. When your noor starts filling up and is overflowing from your heart, then the part that is overflowing, present that before the public. Present that before the public. And then see what an effect that has. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there couldn't have been a person who was busier than him. There couldn't have been a person that was more busy than him. And Allah Ta'ala is telling, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. When you finished with all your work, then tire yourself in ibadat after that. When you finish everything, and what was he doing? He was doing the work of deen from morning to evening, from evening to morning. When you finished all your work of deen, then فَانْصَبْ. Tire yourself in ibadat and obedience to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In worship before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Cry before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Jab noor nahi khud hi dil mein, minbar ke pe wo kya barsayenge? And he says, jayenge kabhi aahe dil ki, balaye falak ta arshe bari. That this wailing and this crying of mine will one day reach, go beyond the skies and reach the arsh of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Most definitely. Ye dard muhabbat ke naale, kuch rang to apna laayenge. This crying in the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the heart throbbing in the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it's most certainly and definitely going to bring its effects. There's no such thing as this thing is going to go unheard. It is going to bring its effects. And therefore I recited in the beginning, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. Anyone who makes an effort, anyone who makes an effort, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. Qazi Sanaullah Panipati Rahmatullah Alayhi says, hey, who is the one who makes an effort in our path? He says, hey, الَّذِينَ يَخْتَارُونَ الْمَشَقَّةَ فِي امْتِثَالِ أَوَامِرِنَا. Those who make an effort are those who endure difficulty upon themselves to fulfill our commands. It's difficult for them, but they still do it. وَالَّذِينَ يَخْتَارُونَ الْمَشَقَّةَ فِي الْإِنْتِهَاءِ عَمَّ نَاهِينَا. And not only that, they endure difficulty upon themselves to protect themselves from haram. Because sometimes we are doing a lot of the things that we are supposed to be doing, but we are not abstaining from haram acts. We are not. And that is a major issue. You know, when we were in school, everyone must have done the experiment. Science class, primary school. I was not a bright kid, but certain things stick in your mind. So we done one experiment in school. They told you go to the corner electronic shop and buy one battery, one wire and a bulb. Everyone remembers? We done that. And then we connect the wire to the positive and negative end of the battery, and you connect the other side to the bulb and the light shines. But if you take it away from either the positive or the negative, is that light going to shine? Either one. It won't shine. Like that, doing the things which Allah Ta'ala has asked us to do, those are the positive ibadat. And abstaining from the things which Allah Ta'ala asked us to abstain from, they are the negative ibadat. When we're going to do both, then the light of Iman will shine in our hearts. And if we are going to fall, we're going to do everything that we're supposed to be doing. But you're not abstaining from the things that we're supposed to be abstaining from. How is that light of Iman going to shine in our hearts? How is it going to happen? On one occasion, our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah, he says, I was with Hazrat Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib in Jeddah. And we were sitting in the car. And it was hot. 40, 50 degrees, like how it is in the Middle East. And the air conditioner was on, but the car was not getting cool. So Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says, that just check, it seems as though someone's window is open. So Hazrat said, I checked around, and it was my window that was open. I quickly closed it, and that was it. The car started getting cool. But then Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib said, and that is the point, that jahan mein hai ibrat ke har sunam, there's lessons for us to take from everything. Everything, there's lessons for us to take. But for us, it's a normal affair. No, window was open, we closed it, car cooled off. Immediately, Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said, see, that is the example of our good deeds. It's like the air conditioner that's blowing. But if we're going to allow that cool air to exit from the window of our eyes by looking at evil, from the window of our ears by listening to evil, from the window of our mouth by speaking evil, then how is the coolness of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's connection going to cool our heart? It's just not going to happen. وَالَّذِينَ يَخْتَارُونَ الْمَشَقَّةَ فِي الْإِنْتِهَاءِ عَنْ مَنَاهِينَا. And الَّذِينَ يَخْتَارُونَ الْمَشَقَّةَ فِي نُصْرَةِ دِينِنَا. They endure difficulty upon themselves to help our deen. Ye dard o muhabbat ke naale, kuch rang to apna laayenge. They're going to have an effect. It will guide you to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Then the person, what enjoyment that person will get. But that is what it is all about. Every verse in here is like, it's a manzoom waaz, it's a bayan on its own, to ponder and reflect over. And the more you ponder and reflect over it, the more you realize that hai karna taira hai taqwa mein faasle abhi kitne. We still have to go past so many stages of the path to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There's still so much to do. And when you realize that, you won't have time to check people's statuses on WhatsApp and Facebook and these things. You'll be focused then. And that's what it's all about. To recalculate our route and make a U-turn where possible. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار يا الله ہمیں اپنا قرب نصیب فرما اپنی معرفت عطا فرما اپنا یقین نصیب فرما تقوى والی زندگی عطا فرما اخلاص کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما احسانی کیفیت عطا فرما یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو مزکہ مجلہ مصفہ بنا دے میرا ظاہر سور جائے الہی میرے باطن کی ظلمت دور کر دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹو بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدا یا فضل فرما خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے یا اللہ give us the tawfiq to value the remaining moments of the holy month of Ramadan. Grant us Laylatul Qadr. Make us from amongst those who have been emancipated from the fire of Jahannam. Grant us every form of goodness, O Allah, and protect us from every form of evil. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ
وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.